Yeah, well, what, out in the, we had the carport put into a playroom, mm-hmm. and it's got glitter on the ceiling. Oh. They sprayed it on.
That's great. Uh-huh. Could you give me a little word picture of your house, how it's set up?
A word picture?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's 3 bedrooms, bath and a half. And this was the front porch, and we had that done in, and then we had the carport out there, and we made that into a playroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of furniture do you have?
A mixture, casual. They call it eclectic or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Just a big mixture.
what's the, well, that's a table back there. Let's see one.
Well, I've always been partial to the Swedish modern,
mm-hmm.
and that's what some of this is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other is comfort.
Okay. Let's see. This room right here would be called your
living room.
Okay. And I don't know if you have a fireplace.
There's a fireplace in the den.
Okay.
In the playroom.
Well, that shelf that's above the fireplace is called...
Mantle?
Mm-hmm. And the thing that comes out in front of the fireplace that you sit on sometimes?
Let me think. What do you call that?
That one gets everybody.
Boy, that's a good one. Let me think. What do you call that?
Well, maybe you'll think of it. The thing that the smoke goes up is the...
Chimney.
And the black stuff inside the chimney is...
Soot.
And... The white stuff left over after a fire?
Ashes.
And the what do you usually burn in a fireplace?
Wood.
And you have a big log. What do you call that?
A big log?
The big log that you put in there to like burn for a long time.
Well, Yule log.
Okay.
That's if I have one that big, that's what I think about.
Have you heard of a backlog?
No.
Okay. How about the little pieces?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. And do you happen to think of that part out in front?
Fireplace.
Starts with an H.
No, I can't think of it. Oh, Arth. H-E-A-R-T-H.
How would you say it?
Arth?
Uh-huh.
Is that the way you say it?
Well, I would say hearth, but...
Hearth.
I think some people are leaving out the H's these days. I've noticed that on TV. Would you say it with the H or without?
Hearth, I guess with the H, but I've heard it without the H.
Huh, where have you heard that?
My father called it, I guess, from his childhood, the English left out some of the H's.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Those things that the wood sits on that have the
andirons.
Do you have any other words for that?
No.
You've never heard any other words for that?
No.
Okay. In the East Coast, it's really varied. People call them dog irons and, fire dogs.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I've heard of fire guard, but in my mind, what a fire guard is that glass thing you put in front to keep the flames back in.
Uh-huh. Fire guard. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. What about a room in the house where you would put things that you're not using?
Storeroom.
Okay. And a place that above your house to store things?
Attic, mm-hmm. but this attic is much too low. See, this is that ranch style where they had such low roofs.
I know, we don't have good attics here.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Mm-hmm. The place where you put your coat is called the...
Closet.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that covers the house, keeps the rain out, is the...
The what?
The thing that covers the house is the...
Roof.
Mm-hmm. And